Syria's capital, Damascus, is one of the world's oldest continuously inhabited cities, dating back thousands of years. And inside the ancient walled city are some of history's great treasures. In 1979, UNESCO declared Damascus a World Heritage Site. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports on efforts to save some of the city's loveliest legacies.
The narrow streets of old Damascus are a pandemonium of activity. In the city's bazaars, its commercial area, sidewalk vendors compete with shopkeepers for the attention of customers. Everything is available here, from dried baby crocodiles sold in apothecary shops to elaborately decorated furniture handmade by craftsmen. Damascus has long been a major trading center, and while other great cities in the region died and turned to ruin, Damascus grew, a crossroads between Europe, Asia, and Arabia. It was considered one of the great cities of the Roman Empire, and it was here on the street called Straight, still very much in use today, that according to the Bible, a blinded Saul of Tarsus was found and baptized Paul in the river Barada. Later, the city was ruled by successive Islamic dynasties, from the Umayyads to the Ottomans. Novelist Nadia Khost says that despite being sacked by Tamerlane, burned down, and destroyed by earthquakes, Damascus has always renewed itself. When you're in Damascus, you're in a city that is on top of other cities, she says. It has gone through periods where it flourished and periods where it declined, but it has never stopped being a moving, living city. But today, the old city is threatened by severe neglect. The Syrian government has little money for restoration efforts. What money there is gone to protecting major sites like the Umayyad Mosque, one of Islam's earliest monuments, where the head of St. John the Baptist is said to be buried. But Damascus inside the city walls is comprised mainly of houses, some say up to 5,000 of them, many dating back hundreds of years. Architect Naeem Zabita works for the government authority, the Council for the Protection of the Old City. He calls Damascus's old houses its hidden treasures.
From the outside, you see just a door like any other door in the street. So it gives you no idea about what's inside the house, whether it's rich or poor or whatever.
In the 18th and 19th centuries, says Zabita, Damascenes did not advertise their wealth for fear of attracting unnecessary attention from the Ottoman tax collector. But behind high, unadorned walls off the city's winding lanes lie some architectural jewels. Beit Nizam, the home of a wealthy notable, took 10 years to restore, says Zabita. It's meant to serve as a model for other restoration efforts.
It has all the typical elements of the house from the 18th century.
Visitors duck through a low doorway to enter a stone courtyard of sublime beauty. Water babbles from an elaborately tiled fountain. Orange and lemon trees give off shade and a sweet fragrance.
The courtyard has been always considered the paradise of the house.
Damascenes believe that the entire home should be a replica of paradise, a refuge from the hustle and bustle of the city. Like all traditional Arab houses, Beit Nizam's living quarters are organized around the courtyard, and in each room, no effort was spared. Intricately carved stonework inlaid with mother of pearl shares wall space with elaborately painted wooden panels featuring arabesques and miniature landscapes.
Every little corner is decorated, you see. Even this small ceiling above the window is decorated with some bouquets of flowers. You must feel the richness in every detail in the room.
Americans and Europeans invited to these homes were astounded by their lavishness. The 19th century French travel writer Lamartine wrote, "Europe has nothing more magnificent." In the 50s and 60s, wealthy and middle-class families moved outside of the city walls, lured by the modern amenities of life in New Damascus. Migrants from the countryside moved into the abandoned houses, subdividing them into multiple spaces and painting over the artwork. And because the houses are made out of mud brick and very delicate, they began to erode without maintenance. Nazi Kouakbi, a professor of architecture at the University of Damascus, says not so long ago, Syrians thought the houses were slums and tore many down.
Now they started to understand how valuable was the old structures. So they start to think, oh, we have to go back again to the old city. We have to keep some examples of these kind of houses in order to show the people that this is our built environment.
In the last couple of years, more and more Damascenes have been returning to reclaim family houses or to buy old spaces and convert them into restaurants. Ra'ed Jabri reclaimed his family's 24-room mansion behind the Umayyad Mosque. 2 years ago, he opened a restaurant in its spacious courtyard. He says the trend to restore houses has been good for tourism in old Damascus. Once the shops closed, it was dead at night, says Jabri. Nowadays, the restoration of houses into restaurants is reviving the Damascus nightlife. By law, residents must use original building materials, like mud bricks and wooden beams. There are specialized craftsmen who do this work, but they're expensive. This has limited major renovation of old houses to developers and a few wealthy individuals. Jabri says he's only able to continue the restoration of the interior of his house, which he hopes to turn into a small hotel, with earnings from his restaurant. He yearns for additional support. The government must take an interest in helping owners to preserve these places, he says, by giving loans and money. Zabiti says the Council for the Preservation of the Old City does help by providing advice and some material support, but financially it has its hands full just trying to maintain the infrastructure of old Damascus. Many say what's needed is major international funding or an ambitious government-sponsored program to lure the middle class back with interest-free housing loans. Short of that, experts say, hundreds of the city's crumbling old houses, some grand, others more modest, will be lost. No one expects Damascus, which has flourished for thousands of years, to disappear anytime soon. It just won't be as beautiful as it once was. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.